With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We're going to go from our golf expert to our tennis expert, brought to you by the Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. Brett Phillips, good morning to you. And the quarterfinals have started to wrap up. There's a lot going on in the world of sport this morning. Talk about the French Open to us.
Yeah, good morning, Lance. Well, I mean, quite simply, in the world of tennis, we are witnessing one of the greats of the sport unfolding at the ripe old age of 20. You know, I talk about this guy a lot, you know, Carlos Alcaraz, and he's set up now the dream semi-final with Novak Djokovic. That's what we wanted pre-tournament. Novak got through, dropped a set against Karen Khachanov a little earlier this morning, but he was extremely clinical, taking that second set tiebreaker and never really looked back from there. And then Carlos Alcaraz, despite... And it's always tough, as we know, to close out a match and put the finishing touches. But two sets that went just over an hour, he was 5-2 up in the third. It was an absolute destroyation. I can't tell you how good this young man is from the back. His beautiful touch at the net, his athleticism, his temperament, and poor old Stefanos Tsitsipas, who must be wondering if he'll ever win a major, because he's now lost to Carlos five times, and Carlos is 4 years younger. So what's he going to do to a 36-year-old come Friday night, Saturday morning, Australian time? Well, I reckon right now he's my favourite to beat Novak Djokovic.
Well, BP, you flagged this yesterday about Tsitsipas and a couple of those other guys who are in their mid-20s and were waiting for the fall of the four big players. Well, they may have been overtaken, but you're right. It is a mouth-watering matchup. It's the future taking on almost the present, maybe the past, in this big matchup, and it's going to draw huge attention.
Yeah, I think, Bix, you know, through the history of tennis, we love seeing those, you know, cross-generational battles, you know, and we love those when a player's towards the tail end of their career and they're still playing, as Djokovic is, at such a high level. How does he deal with a young guy who has just taken the whole tennis world by storm? I mean, he's been on the radar since he was a 14-year-old, and, you know, the body he has built for the rigours and the physicality of professional tennis is quite extraordinary. And I feel privileged just to sit and watch the show. The show is extremely good value for money. I mean, he's worth the price of admission, and you've just got to go and see him live when he comes to Australia. And, yeah, he was brilliant today.
They always say don't let politics interfere with sport, BP, but it seems that it's kind of made its way into the women's side of the tournament with a refusal to shake hands and the crowd starting to boo. So there's been a fair bit of tension in the women's area.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, Aryna Sabalenka won through today. She's going to take some beating, I can tell you, for this title. The Australian Open champion, Iga Swiatek, might have something to say about that, but... Yeah, it looks like we're probably in line for that final. But look, the Ukrainian players have decided they're not going to shake hands with the Belarusian or Russian players, and that is their decision. Aryna went to the net maybe in hope that decision might change, and it wasn't. But I just reckon now the line of questioning from these journalists who are going to the press conference has just gone way over the top. These are tennis players who are independent contractors who travel the world. They're not representing Russia. They're not representing Belarus. They're representing themselves. And by default, they have a country of origin next to their name. So Aryna Sabalenka can't do any more. And if her press conferences, if the war goes for another 10 years, and she's been asked this every press conference, why aren't you making a bigger statement? I don't know what else she can do. So the journalists, I think, need to be told by the WTA and the ATP, maybe let's move on now, because they're going there clearly to antagonise, not to ask anything about tennis. And this is a young girl in her early 20s who's just plying her trade around the world.
Yeah, really tough situation. Brett, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys.
He's outstanding, BP. I love speaking to him every morning. His knowledge is brilliant, and it's such a he makes such a good point as well with the refusal to shake hands. And sometimes we see the grand slams of tennis as these people representing their countries, but they also shoulder the responsibility of so many people and are asked to make a stand or they're asked to take a political stance. It's such a confusing thing.
It's so tough. And once again, we don't know the individual circumstances, but for some of the Belarusian and Russian players, you know, what are they meant to do? Stand up to Putin and decry him? And then most of them would have lots of family perhaps still living in Russia. And once again, I don't even begin to know the realms of Russian politics or what goes on there. But I wouldn't have thought that would be a bold move to stand up and decry a dictator who's declared war on a sovereign country. So they're just in a no-win situation.